Bobby Kennedy had been scheduled to deliver the keynote address at the 1968 Democratic Convention in Sitka, but because of riots taking place around the country following the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Ted Kennedy delivered the speech in his brother's place.
Except, as I say, he was a disappointment because we had wanted Bobby Kennedy. And Teddy was just considered kind of the no-count younger brother.
Sitka resident Elizabeth Annis was a delegate working on the Democratic precinct in 1968. She says hearing the speech again 40 years later has given her a new perspective.
As I said, I was kind of more enjoying the convention than paying much attention to what he actually said. So it wasn't until I heard him on this tape this weekend that I realized how very pertinent his speech was to the situation we're in today.
There is a time to talk to Democrats and a time to talk to all men regardless of party. There is a time to recount our past and recall those in our party who have built a nation. And there are times to focus on the present, to assure a future more secure. There is a time for a meeting with friends to discuss the political challenges of the coming months.
Jim Simard, head of the historical collections at the Alaska State Library, says this video footage isn't a recent find, but it's recently been reformatted so that it can now be accessed, and that's what makes it so exciting.
Well, this piece of open reel video has been in our collection for a long time, but it's been in an inaccessible format, an older format that was shot in 1968. So we've had the material transferred through a contractor that does conservation on archival media.
That one-inch open reel videotape was labeled only Ted Kennedy Sitka. Simard says there was no reference to the convention and no information about who might have created the film.
We're hoping with the footage being online that we'll be able to find out who it was that shot the video.
Introducing Kennedy as Alaska Senator at the time, Ernest Greening, who is introduced by Democratic Chairman Eugene Guess. For being 40 years old, Simard says the tape is in amazingly good condition.
The State Library is in the beginning stages of an effort to digitize a large portion of our audiovisual collections. And this is one of the early documents that we're trying to make more available to the public.
The timing of the video's release on the Digital Archives website is also poignant, not only because the speech was made in Sitka the Sunday immediately after Dr. King's assassination, but also because of the recent hospitalization of the now 76-year-old senator. He collapsed during the inaugural luncheon Tuesday, but doctors have said his collapse was caused by simple fatigue. The senator is also battling a brain tumor.
We will be one again. We will be strong again. We will proceed as a nation to the fulfillment of our destiny, to the fulfillment of the statement that this nation is the most important occurrence of the second 1,000 years. These are the thoughts I wanted to share with you today, and I thank you for letting me come back to Alaska.
The keynote address that Ted Kennedy gave at Harrigan Centennial Hall in 1968 still resonates today, thanks in large part to its availability now at the State Library's Digital Archives. You can view the video and the entire speech by going to our website, kcaw.org, and follow the links. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.